welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Hello, sister, sweetheart.
Welcome back.
Happy Valentine's Day.
I wonder if we would get copywritten if I played that at the beginning.
I don't know.
What's
Nobody
it again?
Nobody your age would know what it is. Welcome back, Cotter.
Well, we have to appease the older folks. You're on here, too. So
watch it.
It is Valentine's.
Welcome back.
Valentine's Day.
Yes. With my honeys. I have all my honeys here.
Valentine's Day was a very good business move.
Oh yeah, that's what they claim, that it's all about the moolah.
I know. How can we capitalize on Valentine's?
And make everybody spend money and give it to us on a day?
Yeah. That's a great idea. So it would be like that's like one of the only holidays that like everyone follows that's not a real holiday.
That's true, because
it's not like Cinco de Mayo.
Multicultural, multi-religion. Yeah.
Everyone does it.
Political, nothing. Everybody plays.
I know.
Even if you don't have a Valentine. You buy stuff for your mom. You buy stuff for your coworkers.
And yourself.
I never bought myself a Valentine.
Oh, I almost bought myself a Reese's heart today at CVS. Yeah. So.
Well, maybe I bought myself that.
On Saturday, tomorrow, my friend who is a florist said that they call it Loser's Day.
Oh.
And for the people that didn't get people flowers and...
They're late.
Yeah, they buy it on Saturday.
Are they cheaper?
I don't know.
They should be.
Because you wouldn't care, would you?
To get flowers the next day?
Yeah.
Depends.
Well.
Probably.
On Loser's Day?
Yeah. I think if you didn't get it on Valentine's, I don't know.
Dirt cheap. All right. Well. We have some shows to discuss. Have you taken any notes?
No, I don't take notes anymore. You don't like it when I take notes.
I never
or
said
I should say you like it better when I don't take notes.
I never said I didn't like it when you take notes. I just didn't like it when you were talking about the Real House of Wife of OC because it was terrible.
Yeah, it was. Did we talk about how they fired everybody?
No. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It's either now going to get better or it's going to be over.
It's going to be done. Yeah.
They
needed to shake up.
Yeah. So I think they should get a whole new cast.
Yeah. Why are they keeping Bronwyn and.
Yeah. We don't even know them.
The one from New York or New Jersey. I don't know.
Yeah. And with the bad
the
weave.
The one with the little dork husband.
Yeah. Yeah. They need all new cast.
For sure. The only one they need to keep is Shannon Bador.
They
love
did?
Shannon Bador. I think she's still there.
Oh.
But that's the one they need to keep.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now she's dating. She has a new boyfriend. They should just make it all about her. The Shannon Bador show.
I don't know if she could hold the whole show.
She's got her daughter.
Well, if Peter did. Peter's held the whole show.
Peter who?
The Bachelor.
Oh, Lord. No, he didn't.
Well, shall we move on to The Bachelor?
Yes. Speaking of,
so
it was only one night this week. The 3 hours I will never get back.
It wasn't 3 hours.
Or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's slow going, man.
Yeah. So, what even happened? Hannah Ann got another date. No. Or was that last week? There's too many weeks. Or Kelsey got another one-on-one. Kelsey and they had to run up the mountain.
Yes. And he was all out of breath. I mean, he couldn't even talk.
I know.
And she was like, nah, 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 nah.
I thought that was so weird.
He said, this is what I dream of doing in my life.
Yeah. I was like, what, climbing a mountain? He's so adventurous. He got a 7 on the Enneagram. We heard him on Nick's podcast. Yeah. He was on Nick Viall's podcast, and he was talking about how adventurous he is and how he's just a seven. He is not a seven at all. He read them all and was like, which one do I want to be?
I don't know, because he might think he is. Can you be a nerd when you're a seven?
I don't know.
He's a nerd.
I don't know.
And he's immature. I mean,
yeah, he talked to Nick Viall about his last girlfriend who was in high school.
For an hour
about how he liked her and then they broke up and they got back together and then he drove 12 hours to see her. And
yes. And then called his mom and said, hey, this is what I did. And she said, don't you dare do that again. You get yourself a plane ticket and you will fly home. And I was like,
bring her home. I don't know.
I mean... And then he kept telling Nick, okay, you got to remember, you know, this was a long time ago and, you know, don't judge me. And, you know, Nick's like, oh, no, no, no.
Yeah, I
oh,
thought Nick was Nick was great.
Yeah, Nick, I want to hear the real opinions of Nick.
Yeah, because Nick was like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway.
So, yeah, Kelsey had the one-on-one.
He was out of breath.
Kelsey had the one-on-one, and she is the one that hasn't seen her dad in a long time.
Yes, she's the one.
And their parents are divorced, and she has a lot of black eyeliner on the bottom.
I think she's pretty, though.
I do, too. And it doesn't look like she was Miss Illinois.
Yeah.
I was like, way to just slip that in there.
I know. They hadn't introduced her as a pageant girl at all.
No. She's a clother. Is that what her job is?
What?
A clother.
What's a clother?
Clother. Like, I swear that's
clothier?
What it's...
Clothier?
Yeah. Clothier? Yeah, clothier. Yeah.
Well, that's the same kind of thing.
Like, what is that? Like a stylist?
Yeah.
I've never heard that in my life. So, anyway, yeah. She's also...
She works at the Gap.
She's also in the pageant world.
Yeah.
The ABC got a hookup with Miss USA, and they were like, send them all. Send us all their resumes.
We need a bunch of 21-year-olds.
They are pretty, though, so at least they have that.
Yeah.
They're prettier
they
than,
were,
like...
You know what? They were getting to where they were scraping the bottom of the barrel well, with like, these ugly girls.
How about Tammy on this season? And even Kelly, the one that he asked to come. She's not pretty. And the white pants. So that brings me to the 3-on-1.
Oh, gosh.
So they had a 3-on-1 with Kelly, Victoria F., and Hannah Ann.
That was... they should have just X'd out this week's episode.
I know. And it was so clear that, like, they edited Kelly to sound the way she did.
Yeah,
like,
I know who I am.
I'm a lawyer. Look at me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
And then she lays down on the bench, like, yeah. Just call me when you're ready.
Yeah. She's I'll like, of course he's picking me. And, like, Victoria F. is just a ticking time bomb.
Yeah, she's a mess. She's a hot mess.
Yeah, which she is.
I think she's acting. Everything involved with her, it's all
Victoria
made
F.?
Up. Yes, it's all made up. It's all premeditated. She's following a script.
She's so shy.
That they gave her at the beginning. Yeah, and then she puts on a bathing suit and lingerie to walk down the runway.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm so scared. I'm so scared. But did you hear Nick Viall talking to Peter? He was like, your love language is tears. I was like, he's making fun of you, Peter.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this. But
Hannah Ann had to like put some onions in her.
Yeah, she figured out what she was supposed to do.
Oh yeah, he wants me to cry. I know I feel closed up, but I'm really not.
Yeah, I know. She is. She's like a dead fish.
Yeah. She don't want to be there. She wants to date him like the man in the moment.
She wants to get her some clout. She wants to get her Instagram following up.
All of them, and that's the problem with all these 23-year-olds.
Well, I mean, they need to get some attorneys.
I think they need to be between 30 and 35.
And also, Natasha went home, by the way, after her one-on-one.
Yeah. How weird was that?
I fast-forwarded that whole thing.
Just give me a one-on-one because I haven't had one yet, and then I'm going to send you home.
Yeah.
That was stupid. He should have sent her home, had the one-on-one with somebody that he likes.
Yeah. Well, I heard Nick say on before Peter's episode, he had an episode with someone else, and he was like... you know, Peter's probably at that point where it's like, it's neither here nor there. So send one home, send the next one home. He's probably only focused on two or three at the moment anyway. So it's like, just doing what they tell them to do.
But I mean, it's just
Nick did also confirm that he was in love with Vanessa from the beginning, the one he picked. And that just, And they would, the producers wouldn't let him go on a date with her right away and wouldn't let him do another one-on-one and like.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody got to get some screen time.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they need to. I mean, if you picked your match the first night, then.
Yeah. What's the point of the episode?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Did they talk about the non cocktail party issue?
I heard about that on, not the one with Peter. But Nick was talking about it on another podcast, and he was like, basically, the only part of the only reason they have the cocktail party is to create drama, and they've already got a ton of drama. So,
so they don't need to waste the time.
Yeah. So he said, he was like, think about how much they're paying. He goes, those cocktail parties make it last like all night. So he was like, they're probably trying to cut time so that they don't have to have production for 24 hours.
That makes sense. That makes sense. So it's all about the drama this time. It's like all the girls are fighting with each other.
Yeah.
And then when they get with Nick,
Peter.
Peter.
How about Madison's one-on-one?
What did they do?
They did a lot on the boat, actually. They were on some fishing boat or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And she says that, you know, she needs a man of the Lord.
This is probably like the second time they've had a conversation.
Yeah. And she's like, just really religious, and it's a really big part, and the Lord needs.
I mean, it seems like this season is so odd. Like with other people's seasons, like let's go back a few seasons to Emily Maynard.
Yeah.
You knew that Brad loved her from day one, and they had a relationship. They just talked about themselves. They talked about it wasn't like, well, blah 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 said this about me at the house and blah and you knew, like, which one does Peter like?
I don't know,
because all they do is talk about the drama in the house.
I don't know. I even feel like that with Hannah, though. Hannah liked, how many conversations does she have about religion with Luke P?
True. They had a lot more, but
they talked a lot. He was the only villain.
She talked with Jed.
Yeah.
She talked with
not Peter.
the good looking one.
Tyler. Yeah, about how she didn't want just a physical connection. She wanted more.
His family, his dad.
Yeah.
They had a lot more depth. Is it because Peter's so shallow?
Probably. I mean, we heard him on that podcast.
And all the girls? Yeah. Well, he got a tattoo with the date 12, 19 or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's when him and his girlfriend started dating, when they were 14.
I don't know. I guess I ignored that part of the podcast. But how about back to Madison? When she says, I'm really looking for someone who wants to be the leader in faith. His face dropped like a hot ghost. He was like, yeah, that's what I want too. He was lying through his teeth. Like,
I don't remember. I must have fast forwarded through that, because I just can't sit and watch the whole.
Well, they're sitting at dinner.
Line by line.
Sitting at dinner, and she says her whole religious speech, and how she's really looking for somebody who's like a leader in religion and a leader in the Lord and whatever. And then she's like, "Is that something you're looking for?" And his face is seriously like,
well. This Madison thing going on The Bachelor, is where you're going to find that? Jeez.
She's really genuine and she's really sweet. Have you heard Peter or Nick keep referring to that? Every time he talks about her, he's like, well, she is really genuine and really sweet, because she commented that on her own Instagram.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Uh-uh.
That whole scandal?
Uh-uh.
Reality Steve had like 100 tweets about it.
No.
She posted on her own picture.
Maybe I didn't know what he was talking about.
She commented on her own picture, I love you so much, Madison. You're so genuine and sweet. Like, she was trying to comment from like a fan account that she made herself, a fake account. But she accidentally commented on her own name on her own picture.
Oh,
and she,
it
went viral everywhere, and she was like, oh, that was my friend that accidentally logged in on my phone on my Instagram trying to comment about my picture.
Who has your Instagram sign on?
Exactly. Like this long roundabout, like, oh, that was my friend.
Well, how lordly is that?
So she commented on her own picture saying, you're so
lie about it.
You're so genuine and sweet. And so every time Nick talks about her on his podcast.
I had no idea.
Yes. Every time Nick talks about her, he goes, she's so genuine and nice. She's so genuine and sweet, isn't she?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I heard a rumor.
What?
Are you finished talking about Madison? You want to talk some more?
No, that's all. Well, I do have one more thing to say.
Go ahead. We'll talk about how we think it's going to turn out, and I'll tell you the rumor.
Okay. Well, previews, she says that she's a virgin.
Yeah.
But I would say what I saw on that boat is inappropriate for the Lord. Just saying. Now I'm done.
Let's go on The Bachelor to find me a lordly man.
Yeah.
I heard that. I didn't even know where I heard it, but something I listen to or I read, that one of the outcomes is that one of the girls over the season has become preggers.
That's what Heather McDonald wants. That's not real.
No, I read that, and that's why he's not so physical anymore.
They're pregnant with his kid?
Yes.
Wait, what do you mean not physical anymore?
Like with all the other girls. Like he was all, you know, like so after him so much.
He still is on the episode we just watched. What do you mean?
I didn't think he was.
Did you watch his date with Madison?
Maybe not.
Is it Madison?
I don't know who it is. That's a rumor I heard.
That's not true. I say the real rumor is
that. And that's why mom says, bring her home.
No, the real rumor is that Victoria F. is with a producer. I thought you told me that.
No, Peter is. Peter ends up with the producer.
Well, what about Lauren from Ari season? What about... Well,
no, Lauren's mother, that's another rumor, but that one I think happens because that's what happens when they go to her hometown, Victoria F. They're at some function, and Lauren's good friend, ex-husband, was with Victoria F. while they were still married, so she was the other woman.
Oh, okay.
And so Lauren said...
She's pulling a Sheena Shea.
I can't go, Mom. But you get mic'd up and you go confront her.
Wait, why can't she go?
Because she had just had her baby or something with the baby. That little mousy thing she had with Ari, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what's her name?
Celeste. No, Alyssa.
Alessi.
Yes, Alessi. So anyway, Lauren's mom and the friend.
Wow, I can't wait for that. I hope that happens.
Go to this function like they're at an outdoor concert.
Chase, whatever.
Yeah. And the mom is mic'd up and they confront her.
Wow, I can't wait for that.
And so she runs away and kind of like, you know, yeah. What's with Victoria F. with the outdoor functions and knowing everybody knows her and she's been with everybody?
Or her running away.
Red flags.
I did see three different pictures of Peter with a producer, though.
Yeah.
Did you see all those? They were in New York on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
They weren't filming.
Yeah, they were finished.
They were in New York for the ball drop in Times Square on New Year's Eve.
Well, maybe that's who he picks.
That would be never before, like season you never see.
They would have to like disband the show. I don't know.
Why? It's not like it's illegal. They're all adults.
It's like.
The teachers hook it up with the students.
Yes, yes. It's just unethical. You don't do that. If you're a producer, you hands off.
I guess so. Also, she looks like she's 20.
Yeah, of course.
Maybe she's an assistant. Maybe she's a PA of
a
producer.
PA?
Personal assistant.
Oh. Okay.
Anyways, anything else?
I can't wait for the hometowns.
I know, it's hometowns.
Is it Hannah Ann's dad that won't give his blessing?
It looks like it.
Well, because she's still so little. Yeah. she's like, a little baby.
Yeah. I can't give my 20-year-old to anybody, really.
Yeah.
And her crying.
She just got her driver's license. She is not getting married to you.
Yeah. So who are we thinking is the top two now? So we have Kelsey, Madison, Victoria F., and Hannah Ann.
I think Victoria F. is done. After
this
next week.
Okay.
And I think Kelsey's done.
So Hannah Ann and
Madison are the last two.
Yeah. That's what I was going to pick. And I really want Kelsey to be the next Bachelorette.
I think that would be... I heard you say that.
And she's 28.
Yeah.
And she has a little bit of
and
something.
And maybe they can get some 30-year-old men.
Yeah.
And not boys. Like, yeah. I don't know. What was his name, dude? Like, you know...
Always Be Cam?
No.
Always Be Cam was suggested to be my friend on Facebook because we have three mutual friends because he's from Austin. Anyways.
No, what was his name?
Who?
Connor. Connor, dude. Oh. Like, hey, dude. Hey, yeah, I can see myself, you yeah. know, after yeah. I get out of the frat.
After I finish this kegger.
So Kelsey with like 30, 31, 32.
Yeah, she's 28.
Wow. Wouldn't that be awesome?
And I mean, I know there's some buzz on Kelly, but she's not very pretty.
I don't know. Yeah.
She would be another Becca, and I do not want to watch that.
And yeah, because she can't handle too good looking of a guy. And I don't want to have a house full of ugly guys.
No, yeah. I think Kelsey would be great.
I think so, too.
She's emotionally available. She tells your feelings.
She's emotional, all right.
I can really see myself. She would say that.
Yeah. And I mean, she's on the pill. She's on Adderall.
Yeah. And I've never seen, she's never seen a real relationship. And she's just looking for her happy ending that she's always known was for
and
her.
And she's Miss Illinois.
Yeah.
So,
perfect.
I think that would be great. So. Lindsay. Good job.
I'm going to start tweeting the people.
Yep.
I already posted on my Instagram on my story last week, so.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
I do, too.
Okay.
All right. Shall we move on? Did you watch the Below Deck reunion?
Yes.
Was that this week?
Yeah.
On Monday?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I am mad at Andy Cohen for...
I think he was very rude.
He was trying to put Kate in her place as well.
I know. I don't know what Andy Cohen's problem is, but she's the show.
Yeah.
He better back it off.
Yeah, exactly.
Tanner and Ashton and...
Tan.
Huh?
Tan. Oh, Tan. And Mr. Dobson?
Yeah, and Mr. Dobson. And what's that, Simone?
Yeah. I'm so sure.
Yeah. You better.
Riley
back it
might
off.
Be able to handle it without Kate, but
well, I mean, Andy's like, well, don't you think, you know, the girl code, you know, and yours, and she's like, no, it wasn't girl code at all.
She said we weren't friends.
Yeah, we weren't friends.
Yeah, but I thought that Ashton had the audacity to ask Captain, how many charters has he been on?
How long have you been sailing?
Yeah, not on the show.
Yeah.
He said 35 years.
Yeah. I mean, what the heck did he think he was getting at?
I don't know. Like, I think he thinks that Kate and him do what they do for the show. Like,
they're actors.
Yeah.
They're both actors.
Yeah, like, make the show, make the drama, and stick together, and it's for the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Kate was, like, 6 years.
Yeah, and she started yachting
yeah.
way before they yeah. put her on the show.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, Ashton is not looking good. He's angry.
And I liked Ashton.
I know. He was a totally different person.
He can't have a woman be bigger than him.
Mm-hmm.
Or equal.
Exactly.
He needs to be the big chicken.
I liked Courtney and Brian's exchange.
Yeah, she
blocked his yeah. butt.
Yeah, he was like, I did think I was being rude. And she was like, I do. It's just yeah. like,
just because you don't think so doesn't mean it's so.
Yeah. I thought she was very smart.
I thought so, too.
And she was stone-faced.
Oh, yeah. She's
there
over
was no
him.
Emotion. Yeah, mm-hmm. no emotion. It was just like,
she's over him. And I can relate. Like, she's like, you know, you can act like I have no feelings, but that's not true. I had a lot of feelings. You just didn't appreciate or want yeah. to address my feelings.
Yeah.
So then you throw that at me, that I yeah. have no feelings. That's not true.
I didn't hear her say that.
Yeah.
How about Simone saying, they didn't take the time. Kate didn't take the time to teach
to
me.
To train me.
And Captain was like, this is not a school.
Yeah.
He said, you can come on and, you know, we have a job to get done.
Yeah. And Kate said, we have too much to do.
Yeah.
We have too much to do. If she could do a better job, she does the job.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I totally like their style.
I know.
No nonsense. Everybody thinks they're villains.
I know.
And I don't appreciate Andy Cohen either.
Yeah, I don't either. I was mad the whole
time.
Why'd
they bring that other girl back on?
For real. He was like, what did you think about Ashton? She goes, I don't know. I wasn't there.
Yeah. She said she was there for 2 minutes.
What do you think about him as a bosun? I don't know.
Nobody even... what is her name? Nobody even knows her name.
I don't even know.
I mean, that was dumb.
I don't know. But Riley... I can't stand up for Riley.
I can't either.
I can stand up for Kate.
I can stand up for Kate all day.
Well, I know, but I'm saying like acting like Ashton is such a villain.
Yeah.
Ashton was a villain to Kate, but I don't think Ashton was a villain to Riley.
No.
I think he was just Riley's boss.
Yeah. So, and Riley deserved everything she got from Ashton.
Yeah. I agree. Especially, I mean, at least with what they showed, you know,
yeah,
do this job. And she's like, what? What? Yeah. What job?
You don't talk to me like that, Ashton.
And he was just like, whoa. And I saw on the after show.
You want to do role play?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'll be Ashton.
Okay. I'll be Riley.
You be Riley.
Okay.
Hey, Riley, can you go wind up that rope over there?
What rope? No, Ashton. Why did you get the boys to do that?
The rope over there.
No. No, it's not my rope. Are we going to wake up our kids? I forgot there's kids.
Oh, dang it. No. Oh, I said a bad word.
You're going to be in timeout, too.
I said, dang it.
So, yeah, I feel bad for Riley.
Well, we got part two, and I think Ashton's going to get it now, because now they're going to talk about the episode.
Well,
they didn't really talk about it.
He acted completely inappropriately.
It's alcohol. They just need to admit they should not drink any of them.
He's just like, what's the one on Vanderpump?
James.
Yeah, just like James. They can't control.
Yes. One drink and they're just crazy.
Raging.
Yep. Not a happy drunk.
No. No. I'm not about that. But yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah. We'll wait for next week because Ashton's going to get it.
Oh, you want to hear something I heard on Juicy Scoop?
Yeah.
So did you hear... Andy say, Kate, you look very New York Housewives tonight.
What?
He said that.
No, I know she moved to New York.
He said that whenever he was, you know, saying hi to each person.
Yes, I did
and
not.
And she goes, thank you. What does that mean?
That would be fabulous.
She is, how old is she?
She's 38.
She's close to Tinsley's age then.
Yeah, Tinsley, I think, is 40.
Yeah.
But well, I just is know, Tinsley like, going to be there?
I don't know.
I thought Tinsley quit.
I'm just thinking like Sonia's like 65.
No, I think Sonia's my age, but still.
I'm just thinking they might.
Good 15, 20 years
old. Well, how old was Bethany?
Well, Bethany's younger. She's closer to 50 though than 40.
But she's gone. I'm just thinking
Bethany's not coming back.
I don't know. That's what I saw on Juicy Scoop.
That would be fabulous.
So. Anyway.
And we could see her dating, maybe. I would love that.
I know. She'd eat people's heads off.
I don't know. I think the right guy.
Yeah. She needs someone like Captain Lee, but younger.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, he's not all mushy-gushy, but, you know, they know they love each other, and it's just...
And not so insecure that, you know, they can't, you know, goo-goo.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to Below Deck Sailing.
I love that.
We got a new show.
It's a new Below Deck. Same
chef.
Chef
Adam.
Adam's a little punk. Nice, though.
I think he's a little punk. I don't like him.
He's nice this season, it seems like.
I don't like him. So,
I do.
But, yeah, the Chief Stew. I don't know any of their names, so don't quote me. But the Chief
Stew. It's not Hannah, but it's something close.
She is not Jenna.
Jenna,
she's not cute.
No, she's pretty horsey.
And she thinks she is the queen of all
the
world. Well, she seems to have it running pretty smoothly.
She seems very organized.
Yeah.
And she's in charge.
She runs a tight ship.
Yeah.
She's kind
of Kate.
Yeah. But did you like how the deckhand... So they moved, if you haven't watched it yet, they had... Two people that usually like work on the boat with the captain.
Yeah.
Like a deckhand and like a chief stew kind of, but they weren't chartering. And so they hired a lot of extra people, obviously, to charter the sailboat.
Yeah.
And so those two people are still in the crew. So they kind of are like, that's kind of like their territory, their house. They were living on the boat. And so they like completely gutted the boat, cleaned everything out, and then put all the stuff in the, what do they call them?
The provisions.
Yeah. Put everything on the boat. But like they're missing things. And like the chief stew is like almost blaming those, the old chief stew.
Yeah. The
girl.
Ones that had been there.
Yeah. Like it's like,
is she the redhead with the
curly hair,
the kinky hair? Yeah.
Yeah. Like she's like, where's the jar to pour the orange juice? And she's like, I've used this. And she's like, oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
And
then she would never use a Tupperware container to pour our orange juice.
But the girl was like, they move everything around and then they come and ask me where stuff is. She's like, I don't know now. So I can already see that that's going to go.
Oh yeah. And she's got like the personality of a wet blanket.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, the chief stew at least laughs and.
Yeah, you know. True. But those two people that were already on the boat are dating, and now they're both
not for long.
They're both deckhands now.
Yeah, and they fight nonstop, and then there's another.
He's telling her what to do.
Second stew, who's attractive. She's a singer when she's
could
on
you,
the ship.
She was so British.
Oh, yeah.
Not only the way she was speaking, but like stone.
Just her look.
And stone cold. Like she was like, what next? Like,
yeah.
And not in a single like emotion on her face.
Yeah.
And then they have that other girl who's like a ditzy blonde, like.
Yeah, American.
Yeah. Who's like, oh my God, I'm here to have so much fun. Turning down beds.
I thought the boat was beautiful.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah. And of course, the charter guests, they're all just drunk.
Yeah.
Fighting.
Yeah.
The food looked good too. Every morning he made like a buffet breakfast and he always had sausage. It looks so good.
I wanted that platter of fruit and how he cut the pineapple in like triangles and like.
Yeah.
How you
His
do on,
breakfast looks so good.
And how you do like on a cruise, like where it's like a shape of something and then you put the fruit in it.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to it. Yeah. But the chef and. The chief stew have a little something.
Yeah, they were in the hot tub.
Yeah, speaking of bad drunk.
Ugh.
She was like.
Yeah, and she said so.
I know. She was like, I'm mortified. I was like, same for you.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. Yeah.
Her body looked good, though.
Yeah, she's a nice figure.
Yeah.
I wonder if that long, horsey face.
I wonder if that has to be on there. What do they call them?
It's not a resume, but they call it something else.
Yeah, it has to have a good body. Because all of them do.
There's never been a fat one on there.
No. So.
I would think so.
I do think the sail, how the sail came out of the slip and all that stuff and all that. It's very much different than the yachts.
Yeah.
Like it's
a
like,
lot more. It's a lot more detailed and technical and.
Yeah. Yeah, but I don't really like the
I loved
captain.
Their location in Greece.
I know.
That was beautiful.
I do like that like second captain that's like part of the crew.
He's the engineer.
Yeah.
The tall, skinny one?
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah. He was the one squeezing oranges because he wanted to stay where everybody was.
Yeah. That's an interesting part of the dynamic.
Yeah. Because I guess otherwise he's like in the engine room. I mean, I don't know what an engine
and
room
he
is.
Said,
like on the Titanic.
He's at the end, where it starts filling up with water.
Yeah, I better go squeeze some oranges and get out of here.
He said, he's like, I've been on a lot of boats and I've seen a lot of chief stews and chefs get together. It's not gonna end up pretty.
Yeah, Adam's already comparing her to Hannah. It's like with Hannah, it was all wah, wah, wah. And it's
Didn't he like Hannah?
I think so. It was Hannah didn't like him.
I know. It was like a very fine line.
I like it, though. I think it's going to be good. Good season.
I do, too. And, so the dating ones on the previews, something's...
The two that have been on the boat dating.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's going to flirt with the other one.
Pageant.
Britain.
Yeah.
Paget. That's his name.
Paget? Mm-hmm. Not pageant.
No, P-A-G-E-T-T.
Paget.
Yeah. I used to know a girl named Paget.
Was that Barbie's friend?
Or was it Paige?
No, Barbie's friend was Midge. I never knew anybody named Midge.
You're thinking Midget?
I don't know.
Paget? It's a mix between Paige and Midge.
Bridget
is Paget.
Bridget. Paget. Anyways, all right, should we talk about Vanderpump?
Yeah.
So.
Getting tired of it.
I know, I'm worried for them.
The new people are not exciting.
No.
I mean, the guy you like, what's his name?
Brent. He's doing so bad.
He has zero talking parts. And this week he's sitting on a float with Lisa with
holding
no shirt.
Her umbrella.
With what?
The umbrella.
Yes. Holding the umbrella over Lisa's head in the parade with no shirt.
Yeah.
But don't talk.
I know.
Just sit there and be pretty.
I know.
And then the other two new ones, they don't match at all.
Dana and Max?
Yes. They're just gross. Did you see her apartment? And him in the bed?
Like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, it looked like it just looked so dirty.
I know. And she was like, do you think they're going to make fun of me for this? And he was like, why would they? And she was like, because everyone hates me. I was like, oh, God.
I know. And it's like.
She's trying to be Ariana.
Yeah. Or a mixture between Ariana and.
Stassi. Stassi wasn't even on this episode.
Yeah, she went to Pride dressed like a grandma.
Oh, that's it.
With Brittany, with her grandma bathing suit and her Sophie shorts
they
on top.
They just need to, yeah. They I just mean, need to.
Katie didn't even have shorts on because she's so fat. Mama.
I don't know why they're trying to make them still be young. They should just grow up with them.
I mean, yeah.
We don't need to see them at Pride.
Yeah. And then you've got Sheena, who everybody's telling her all during the show, Lisa, aren't you a little jealous of Dana? Come on, Sheena. I'm not. I'm not. And they all go to Lisa's to draw on some posters with crayons and glitter.
Yeah, what was that for? For Pride?
To make posters for Pride. I was like, what is this? Arts and crafts at Lisa's $1 billion home?
With the black swan.
Yeah. And then she has a session with Ariana. Was Lisa's now the psychiatrist of the group? I can't stand it.
Yeah.
Yes, I've been so depressed. Like, I just want to stay in bed and just sleep all day.
I know.
Well, have you felt like this before?
Yeah. And she's like, I need something, some reason to put my hair on, my makeup on and my hair done. She was like, I think you need to do that every day. I was like, of course she does.
I thought it would be better when we moved in the house. Oh,
yeah. Did you see how they showed the junk in the apartment?
Yes.
And then they showed
she
the junk in the house.
She hadn't even unpacked a box.
I know.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just, it needs more. You've got Tom and Tom dressing up, you know, like crazy people. Did you see the people in the bar?
No.
At Tom Tom?
No.
It looked like they literally went down the block to some rave and brought the people in. They were dirty looking. They looked, I mean, it wasn't beautiful people like used to be at Sir. It was all low level. I don't know. I don't know what it was, but they kept showing the crowd. It wasn't anybody that looked like them. And then Jax is working.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, and then Raquel got in trouble by, what's his name?
What was that? She didn't know she had to work?
She had to go watch his James DJ.
Well, Raquel, you're working? Oh, no, I was on the parade, and now I'm here.
Yeah, she's so dumb. I hope she's acting.
Oh, my goodness.
She is, like, painfully dumb.
Oh, good night. So she's, like, supposed to be a new thing. You got Dana, Max, Brent.
I know, they're all terrible.
The new manager. With the fishnet over her body or whatever she had on.
Yeah, what's her name? Dana?
They're both Dana. Danica?
Danica, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
That's not a real name.
The only thing I liked in that episode was that, and I hate to say it, but I love the way Lala looked.
Oh, yeah.
She had on a green wig. Like, she's like a Power Ranger. Like, I don't know what.
She looked like an anime character.
Yeah. That's all. But then she had nothing to say. She's boring.
I know, because she's sober.
Yeah, she got nothing to say. Me and James, we're cool.
Yeah, we're so dope.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, and he was like, she was like, let me have a drink. And he was like, no, because he's drinking.
Taste that. Let me have a taste out of yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So annoying.
I know.
So
I don't know what the previews even were. I don't know what's happening.
I don't even think I saw them. Did I?
Is there more wedding stuff? I want to see the wedding.
I don't know.
When does that happen?
I don't know. So, did you watch Summer House?
Yes.
Summer House is still good. Thank God.
Summer House is still good. We have a new twist with
Carl and Lindsay.
Carl and Lindsay.
I've been trying to figure out, is that real?
I don't know.
Are they? I think, you know what I really think it is? Lindsay's just like, who? Anybody? Anybody?
Yeah.
Has anybody left?
I think so.
Anybody want to? How? I hurt my teeth. Does anybody want to date me?
I don't know. I mean, they've always been friends.
Yeah.
Because, like, she would go meet him in the city with his mom.
Yeah.
But
she doesn't like him. She's,
no.
I guarantee she's, like, looking at him now, and she's like, well, I guess, like,
he could do.
I mean, he's good looking, I guess. And, like, if we had kids, they would have, like, dark hair.
And be tall.
So I guess.
And they'd wear white jeans, you know.
So I guess, like, I guarantee.
And then he says, we have to talk. No, no doubt. We have to talk.
How about their talk when they're sitting on that blanket? I was like, I hope they're drunk.
And she says, and he says, I'm just scared of getting hurt. And she says, I guarantee you won't be hurt.
Yeah.
It's like,
That conversation was so juvenile.
And did you see Hannah's boyfriend in the city?
Yes.
And she's like, not going to be with Luke because of him?
Well,
I mean,
I don't think Luke doesn't want to be with her either. He's want to be famous.
Well,
a hockey player or a model.
He's very cute though. Man.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's messing with her for.
He wants to be famous. But how about the meat of the show? Amanda is a loser.
Oh. I thought she was unappealing before I saw how she was in her house.
I know.
And I'm so tired.
I know.
I have to. Can I just sit here?
I know. I hate that personality more than.
And all the boxes, everything's still everywhere.
So.
And Kyle is like, you could tell he's tidy.
Oh, yeah. He's uptight for sure.
And it's like, I cannot live with this
He
person.
Probably, like, before he lives with her, had, like, one toothbrush, one cup, one.
Yeah.
Like one of everything, like in its exact spot, and he would drink it every day and then wipe it off.
Yeah. And then he's with a slob who doesn't want to do anything but sit on the couch and be on her phone.
Well, and not only that, they're supposed to be doing the happy drink.
The business.
What's it called? Funny boy?
Something like that. Yeah.
And he's like, are you going to post on social media? And she's like, do I have to do it right now?
Yeah.
I'm like, get out of that for sure.
I mean,
if you're going to have to be married, get out of that.
And then they sit at the restaurant with her parents, and he starts saying that she doesn't put anything away. She doesn't do this. She doesn't do that. And then the dad is like,
yep.
Oh. And then the mom laughs and says, well, I guess she comes by naturally, and it's been 32 years. And Kyle says, I don't know if I can do this for 32. I see my future before my eyes.
Well, I think the messy thing is one thing, but the attitude about the business and the attitude about just the attitude.
Yeah.
That's the biggest issue.
Yeah. She's such a blah.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be one thing to be like, okay, yeah, I'll do that. I know. I'm so, you know, sorry about that. Like,
Yeah.
So
it's horrible.
I'm so happy to not be at the house this weekend. I'm like, I'm sure everybody else is happy you're not there too.
I know. They were having a great time.
Although the girls seem like they like her.
The girls like her, but she's different with the girls.
Yeah, true. We know a lot of people like that.
Yeah, a few.
Yeah. Don't ever change for a boy, people. So,
yeah, because you think the boy needs you to be whiny and pitiful.
Well, that's the only way some people can get attention from boys, so. So.
Well said. Yeah, so let's see. Paige, she's just wonderful.
Her boyfriend, Perry.
She's pretty cocky.
He bought her a Cartier ring.
Well, and like the new girl came down with this flouncy blouse, and she goes, oh, I love that blouse. Well, I guess she's copying me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And she was like, she's coming on too strong. The girl was like, we're best friends.
Yeah. Can we kiss?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird.
What's up with that?
Poor girl. And then she spilled ketchup on her white top at the pool party, and they kept zooming in on it.
Who?
Paige did. She had a big splot on her top.
Oh, I didn't ever show it.
And they kept, the cameras kept zooming in on it the whole time they showed her talking.
Oh, I never
saw. When she was talking to Hannah and crying that Perry wants to get married, or probably wants to get married, because Hannah said, everybody at lunch said you were just saying how wonderful and perfect everything is.
Yeah,
I saw that. Can't be perfect.
I never saw the spot, though.
That was Danielle that said that. Yeah. Can't all be perfect. Why are they bringing her back?
I don't know. I can't stand her.
She's nothing.
I know.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it wasn't that great. It was.
Yeah. I loved it. I loved it.
Yeah. And Carl's white jeans. He has white shorts, too. That's all he can wear.
I think I just hit my tooth again. I think he is attractive. It's just his personality I don't like.
He's kind of a cartoon. Like, his ears are too big.
He's a frat boy.
But he's kind of with his, with his mannerisms and the way he walks.
He's very happy, though. I appreciate that. He's always like, let's do it. Let's go.
Yeah. He's insecure, though. He's just got that insecure thing.
Yeah.
What's with the kegger, like, when they lift you up on your head?
A keg stand?
Oh, okay.
It's supposed to, like, rush to your brain faster. I don't know.
I've been around.
Yeah. I've never done a keg stand.
Okay.
So. That just reminded me that this week somebody was talking about cocaine, and I had said something like, well, I don't know what cocaine looks like. And they were like, oh, like, you've never seen cocaine. And I was like, no.
Thank you, little girl.
I was like, where would I see cocaine?
Who told you that?
I'm not
going to
say it on the podcast.
Oh, dang it.
You never respect the anonymity.
Well, that sounds like an idiot. Why do we need to be anonymity of him?
Because I don't want to get sued for our podcast.
I know who it is.
Anonymity. Anonymity.
What's the word? Anonymity.
Yeah. Yeah, I did go to Texas State. But
anonymous.
You know what? Not everybody is just slinging.
I went to USL.
Not everybody's just slinging cocaine everywhere. Well, I guess that's all I have about Summer House.
Yeah.
What's on the previews?
I don't remember.
Well, I know the very beginning previews was Amanda was like, do you want to be single?
Yeah. And he says, yes.
Yeah. Well, and he's like planning the whole wedding.
That's why there's nothing done.
I know. I don't think he wants to be married.
I hope not.
I don't either. Not to that.
He needs somebody like you.
No, I'd be too much. He wants to be in charge.
That's not necessarily so, though. He seems like he's willing to have a partner.
Hmm. Well, I'll partner with him on Jolly Boy. What is it called?
That might be it.
No, it's called like Funny Boy or Happy Boy or...
He's good looking. You don't think he's good looking?
He's short. Or maybe Carl's just like...
Carl's 6'4".
Maybe that's why.
And hairy.
Yeah, I
you
do
see
think...
his chest?
Yeah, it was like up to his neck.
He has hair on his shoulders. You know his back's full of hair.
I know. Did you hear them talking about manscaping?
Yes.
And Hannah was like, whatever he feels confident with.
Yeah.
And did you hear Paige's comment? She was like, I know Perry manscapes. There's nothing I'm like choking on.
Yes.
I thought she was supposed to be such a good little girl from last season that her parents were like.
I don't like their personalities at all. They would not be my friend.
No, like that mean kind of friends.
Mean, cocky.
Yeah.
And like, it's like, you're not one of us.
And it's like even to each other, they're like mean. Yeah. Like you're so stupid. Love you.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Yeah, I like nice friends.
None of them would be my friend on that show.
Lindsay would be my friend.
I think Lindsay probably would because she's smart.
But she would have to be the boss. So you'd have to go and just be like, okay, well, you can plan all the stuff.
No, I think she would probably be okay.
She seems like she likes to plan the stuff, though. Like,
but she can plan.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
okay
what I'm saying.
With that. Yeah.
Like, oh, this weekend we're doing this, this, and this. Okay.
Yeah. And if you say no, then she'd be like, oh, okay. Well, I'll see you later.
Yeah. True. Unless you ask her about her and Carl. Did you see her snap at Hannah?
Yeah. Good.
It was quick.
We'll let you know who's the queen bee around here, yeah. Summer House girl.
Yeah.
Second season.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She needs to push around her weight a little more.
I kind of miss those ugly twins that used to be
on
there.
Oh, God, I love them.
I know.
What were their names?
I don't know, but they wished Carl that they would date Carl so bad.
I know. Well, one of them did. Well, the other one was married.
They didn't date.
Well, he dated other people too.
Yeah. I think that was the problem.
And Everett. That was a good season.
I know.
It was the first season.
I know.
Did you see previews? Speaking of previews, Shep's going to be there.
He's always there.
Old losers.
I know. Or Stassi and them were there last time.
Stassi and them were there. Who's he going to get with? Lindsay?
No.
The little Asian girl or Indian girl? What is she?
I don't know.
The one
they haven't even talked to her, have they?
Not really.
One time?
She got not much to say.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Hannah?
Maybe. Nah.
Paige?
No, she's with Perry, who bought her a Cartier ring. Do you know how expensive that is?
Maybe Amanda. Amanda likes an old drunk.
I'm so tired.
I have a long.
Oh, and I saw in the previews that, yeah, Kyle's talking about their sex life.
Not there.
Yeah. And she's like, stop. I'm so tired.
Why are you so close to me?
Every time they show them on the secret cameras, it's like,
yeah,
miserable.
Always have to pause. There's too many squares. I can't see everybody.
Yeah, but they're always like, he's like farting or like in the way. And she's like,
or in bed with his shoes on.
Yeah.
She's like, take your shoes off. I think he's funny.
He's like a 20-year-old frat boy.
Again, is the alcohol. I think he's pretty cool when he's not drinking.
Yeah. Yeah, she's the worst.
I love it. I'm glad it's back. Okay, so what about the Shaws?
I forgot.
We gotta talk about the Shaws.
Oh my gosh, we've already been on here for 50 minutes. We can talk about it for the next five.
Yeah.
It just started.
Not much happened. Yeah. I guess the highlight of the show was Reza and his husband. What's his name?
Adam.
Adam had a housewarming. And Mike sent over a 50-pound bouquet of flowers
with no card.
So he spent the whole night looking through the flowers to find the card so he could prove they were from him.
That's funny editing.
I love it. That's hilarious. Every time they show people having a good time drinking and Mike is looking for the card. He's digging in the roses.
He's so funny. He's so like,
it's all about the money.
And like, he would be that person that you would say, like, you could say, it's no big deal. And he's like so set on it.
Didn't
like,
he pull out his phone to show the credit card receipt? No, he really, look, this is what I spent.
He's so concerned. Yeah, so he got a new girlfriend who.
Oh, yeah.
She has a kid.
Two.
Yeah. And he really loves her, and it's the love of his life.
So everyone is. I never met anybody like her. She's the love of my life.
Yeah.
She's the love of my life.
Yeah. And then Gigi tries to make up because last season they at the reunion
they had a big blow up. Yeah,
and they were all Shalom. So
and she got sued or I don't know what happened.
Yeah, and so she was mad at everybody, and she kind of made up with
Reza.
No, the girl.
Oh, Destiny.
Destiny. Yeah, she made up with her, except she kind of like blew up and like screamed at her, and then she came back and was.
After she went and smoked.
Yeah. Well, maybe she needs to be a little bit high.
Did you see all the food that she ordered?
Yeah.
She ordered like 12 entrees. She's on hormones and smoking pot. She's got the munchies.
She's going to get fat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she made up with Destiny. And then, so now everybody can be friends now.
Except she walks into Reza's party and she turns around and immediately walks out because she saw Shervin.
So Swervin Shervin's there. And he's,
Shervin's my favorite.
He's doing CBD and she's doing CBD, so she hates him.
Yeah, like there's nobody else in California that can do the same.
There's a CBD shop on every corner here.
I know. What do you think it's like in California?
Yeah, isn't it legal there?
I don't know, but anyway, yeah, she's furious with Shervin.
Yeah.
But then they stop her. Gigi, stop. Yeah. Gigi, come back.
Yeah, of course.
So I think that, and MJ's on bed rest, so we didn't even see her.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's the highlight of first episode. No,
the highlight was that Destiny found out that Adam is sexting other guys. And
Reza's out of town.
They told Reza so that he could know. And so Reza, to be continued, confronts Adam.
Yes.
They were doing strip Jenga, which, what do? Every time you pull a piece, you take a clothes off?
If the big stack falls on you,
that doesn't seem like those go together, but.
Yeah. That's kind of like.
That's our favorite show.
Yeah, I like it a lot. Oh, and how about Nemo's teeth?
Oh, yeah, Nemo. Whatever. Not Nemo. Nemo got some veneers.
It looks like old lady false teeth.
But he's proud of them. I appreciate that. Oh, man,
yeah. And he said he spent $25,000 on them, and Reza said you need to get your money back.
$25,000?
That's what that. Maybe that was on Watch What Happens Live.
Or $2,500.
$25,000.
For teeth?
Yeah.
I saw this YouTuber I follow, her veneer popped off of one of her teeth, and it's like a little...
Yeah, that's... I have them. I have two. Right here.
Yeah, but she was just like living her day, and it popped off.
Well, it's not supposed to pop off. Mine lasted like 15 years before I changed them.
That's crazy.
Yeah. She must have had a...
Well, don't they shave down your teeth?
Yes. They grind them really small.
That's scary. Unless my tooth's...
Well, you have beautiful teeth, so you don't have to worry. And you had beautiful orthodontia that cost me a fortune, so...
I was just telling somebody that I had that expander that you had to crank with a key, and they were like, what? And I was like, yeah, I don't know.
They don't do that anymore?
I don't know.
That was so fun.
I don't know. It's a very... When you think about it, it's very weird, but... Hey, I had to do that every night.
We did it.
That's how my teeth got fixed.
Proud of myself. I'm not usually like that.
I think you taught me how to do it.
Maybe. Because I don't like brushing teeth. Because
all you did was put that little key.
Doing medical stuff.
You would put that little key in there, and yeah, then you just pull it forward, and it would turn it.
And make it tighter.
Yeah. And you could feel it like like a drawbridge.
Yeah. So you're welcome. You have a beautiful smile.
Thank you. Anyway. Although I do have one chipped tooth.
Oh, how'd that happen?
You didn't know that?
Uh-uh.
I think it's been like that my whole life.
Oh. So, Nima got the falsies.
Yeah.
And
they're bad.
Yeah.
It's actually only bad because it's like Ross Geller white. Like if they were
a little bit too white.
They're like blue.
And they're all straight across.
Yeah.
There's no
dimension.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. But
his might come off.
There was not a lot going on other than that.
Nope.
So.
The juice is to come. Because
MJ first episode, they have to just lay the groundwork for the drama. Yeah. So now we know what the drama is going to be.
And MJ and Reza are in a fight. So, still to this day. So,
yep. Over.
We shall see.
All of that.
Yeah. The Adam stuff.
Yeah.
I like that they started the first episode with all the drama.
Yeah. And Adam is such a dishpan, blah, nothing gay.
Yeah.
Have you ever met a boring gay like that?
No.
I mean, I've never met... I mean...
No. Ugh. They're usually quite fun.
Yeah. He's like...
And have a lot of personality.
Yeah. He's got nothing. He's not...
It's perfect for Reza.
I guess.
Because Reza is...
And him and Gigi are best friends.
He must be fun. Maybe he's just like... I don't know. Because Gigi... She would not be friends with somebody who's boring.
No.
And I want to see more Swerve and Shervin. Swerve and Shervin came with Nima's sister, Mona.
Yes, Mona.
But they didn't even talk to her once, so she must not be on the show.
Who's the new blonde that looks... She looks like a...
She looks like the one from E.
A forest creature or something with hair, like... You choking on your spit?
I just choked on my burp.
Ugh.
Sorry, that was gross.
Yeah, she looks like an alien. I don't know, but who is she?
She looks like the one from E.
Yeah, Juliana Rancic, but she's...
I don't know, but she said something...
A lot more pointy.
She got Me Too'd by somebody. Oh, by, Ignition, R. Kelly.
Yes!
Yeah.
Oh.
So we'll see.
We'll see. She's the new one on. Is she gonna be with,
Swervin' Shervin'?
Swervin'?
I don't know.
Huh. We'll see. Wow. I want Destiny to find a boyfriend. She needs like a chubby little Persian guy.
Yeah. a little putz.
She's not going to find a hot guy.
She wants a hot guy. Self-awareness, people.
Yeah.
All right.
Kay. That's all. Well, that's all the reality we can scoop tonight.
Yeah, we've been on here an hour.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
I hope you stuck around, guys, because we enjoyed it.
We did. Except I'm choking.
Okay, time to call it a night.
Don't forget to subscribe, share, and like. And follow me at Lindsay R. Traha.
And Traha home.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.